Sabbath blessings, one and all, and it's good to be in fellowship with you on this wonderful and blessed Sabbath day. Welcome to those joining us on the phone, on the recording, on WLMR Radio. It's good to have you with us in fellowship today. And I pray that God will richly bless you with an outpouring of His Spirit and an understanding more on who and what is Zion today. Our opening song is "We're Marching to Zion." Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, join in a song with sweet accord, and thus surround the throne, and thus around the throne. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion, we're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Let those refuse to sing who never knew a God, but children of the heavenly King, the children of the heavenly King may speak. They joy abroad. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden streets, or walk the golden streets, we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Amen.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, sister. Then let us songs about, and every dry. We marching through Emmanuel's ground, we marching through Emmanuel's ground, to fear a world on high, to fear a world on high. We're through Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion, we're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Amen. And Christ is walking with us every step of the way to Zion. Praise His holy name. Well, before we get into our sermon today, it's time for opening prayer. And who would like to offer that prayer for our service? Please go right ahead.
Could we all bow our heads and our knees for giving reverence to the Godhead? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for gathering us together today in your blessed Sabbath day. Guide and keep us, Lord. Give us ability to look up to heaven to all things, Lord, as we see that your approaching is so near, even at the door. I pray that you continue being with us in all that we do, Lord. Be with the speaker, Lord, I pray. And just give us the understanding of your holy word, Lord, that we sure need it, Lord. Forgive me for my sins and my iniquity. Forgive me for every thought, deed, and act that I sin against thee, Lord. Lord, I just pray to you today, Lord, that you may give us the ability and the hope, Lord, that we may need in these last days, Lord. I pray that you continue guiding our families and our loved ones, Lord. Everyone that is spreading the gospel to be able to just wrap it up, Lord, I pray. Be with us in all things. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear sister. This is part 5 of our series, Who and What is Zion? And this is the last part. And in part 4, we discovered that there's no hope that God will save anyone by their remaining within the spiritual temple of Jerusalem, which we found out represents all the corrupt churches of today. And this is because Jesus Christ, and thus the presence of God, is not found within any corrupt denomination, but only outside of them all. And just as the name of Mount Moriah, where the stone temple was built anciently, meant that the Lord God would look upon and see it, thus inferring that he didn't want to dwell there, but only to look upon it. So God is dwelling in Zion today, but he's earnestly looking down upon all the various denominations and churches and tenderly watching over those honest-hearted followers of his who are to be called out to become part of and to make up Zion. So God's not working for the building up of any of the corrupt churches of today, but he is indeed working for his faithful people to bring them out of the world, out of all the fallen churches, unto Zion. Now, we also learned last time that only those who have become part of Zion will be able to receive the latter rain, to proclaim the loud cry, to become God's special remnant people, and they will also have the precious chance to become one of his 144,000 and receive his seal while they still live. So this then clearly revealed that Zion is not composed of any who remain connected to or members of any of the corrupt churches of today. But Zion is composed of those who have heeded God's call to show themselves separate and have clearly given the same separation message to all that are in the churches and in the world who will listen to them. And when all the inhabitants of earth shall have made up their minds to either reject Christ by continuing to live in their sins or continuing to remain connected to any of the corrupt churches that make up Babylon the Great, or they've decided to receive Christ as their Savior and to give up their sins, live in his righteousness, and separate themselves from all the corrupt churches, thus making up Mount Zion, when all decisions have been made, then the end will come. And today we'll learn more about this in this last part of this series on Who and What is Zion. And for those that would like to follow along with the notes that I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/ID1843.htm. And thank you, dear sister, for putting the link in the room. So if you look at quote number 1, when will the end come? And the answer is when all inhabitants of the earth decide to either accept or reject Christ, then the end will come. Another way to say this is when the literal number of the 144,000 faithful saints of God shall have been made up, when Zion shall have been built up with God's faithful bride making herself ready, then Christ will cease his intercession between God and man. The seven last plagues will fall upon the wicked in Babylon, and Christ will come to take his obedient people home. Both the wife, the 144,000 living saints, and the righteous dead who make up the guests at the wedding. We're told in Psalms 87, verses 5 and 6. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. 144,000. In Revelation 22:11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. So after the Lord counts, after that number's made up, Christ closes probation. In Isaiah 10, verses 12 and 20 through 23. Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed his whole work upon Mount Zion, or building it up with faithful, and on Jerusalem, or separating his people out of the world and the temple, I will punish the fruit, or the offspring, or the followers, of the stout heart of the king of Assyria. The king, of course, would be Satan, and Assyria was in Babylon. And the glory of his high looks. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel, or God's people, and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob, shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption, even determined, in the midst of all the land. In Psalms 102, verse 16. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. And what a time that will be. Now this group of Zion is not going to be very popular with the world or with the various corrupt churches and their faithful members, but they will be very persecuted and scattered. Nevertheless, they're the Lord's chosen and beloved Zion, his favorite place of dwelling, and Christ will protect and comfort his faithful bride. If you look at quote number 2, from Isaiah 18, verse 7. In that time, and in verse 5, it's the time of harvest. So in that time of harvest, shall the present be brought unto the Lord of hosts of a people scattered and peeled, and from a people terrible from their beginning hitherto, a nation meted out and trodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, the Mount Zion. In Isaiah 10, verses 24 to 5, verse 27 and 33. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, O my people that dwellest in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian, or the people of Babylon. He shall smite thee with a rod, and shall lift up his staff against thee after the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation shall cease, and mine anger in their destruction. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Behold, the Lord of hosts, shall lop the bough with terror, and the high ones of stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled. In Isaiah 51, verse 3, the Lord shall comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. In Isaiah 62, verses 4 to 5, thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called my delight, and thy land Beulah. As the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. In Isaiah 61, verses 3 and 10, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. What are the jewels? The precious truths of God. And then Revelation 19, verses 6 to 9. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. These verses reveal to us that God will work for his people of Zion. He will deliver them from those who seek their destruction. He will bring them out of bondage, just as God separated his people from the bondage of Egypt. And God will turn their apparent defeat at the hands of the wicked into a complete victory for his chosen saints. And did you know, dear ones, that some of these wicked people that were seeking the destruction of God's chosen remnant were made up of church brethren who refused to separate and to join the remnant? Did you know that? And especially are these people made up of Seventh-day Adventists. These deceived persecutors of God's remnant people will indeed be humbled when God delivers his chosen ones of Zion. And they'll be humbled so low that they'll be willing to bow at the feet of God's saints. But they will be destroyed. They will not be forgiven. It's too late. Probation has already closed. You look at quote number 3. From Revelation 2, verses 9 to 10, and Revelation 3, verses 8 through 13. I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, or God's true people, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, or they're part of Babylon. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Also in Isaiah 60, verses 14 to 16 and 19 to 21. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. And thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. And the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. In Micah 4, verses 10 to 12. O daughter of Zion, the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Now also many nations are gathered against thee that say, let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they his counsel. They will be caused to believe a lie because they did not love the truth that they might be saved. And then from Isaiah 29, verses 5 to 6 and verse 8. Moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yea, it shall be at an instant suddenly. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and great noise, with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire. So shall the multitude of all the nations be as a dream of the night which departeth, that fight against Mount Zion. So all of those who desire to be part of God's spiritual Zion, making up his faithful bride, his chosen remnant few, to be the place where God loves to dwell and thereby have salvation assured them in Christ Jesus, to all who desire this, let us go forth therefore unto Christ without the camp of all the corrupt denominations and churches, bearing the same reproaches from the wicked as did Christ. Let us rejoice that we are blessed and honored to be united with the Lord. Let each of us determine to remain faithful to God until we either die in the Lord or are translated to heaven without seeing death. Let us make sure we're not among the wicked who fight against Zion, who are going to be destroyed suddenly without mercy. But let us instead become part of Zion by joining the Lord Jesus Christ and getting ourselves ready. If we do these things, then we shall gain a mighty victory over Satan, over Babylon, and over all the wicked, for the everlasting glory of God. And we shall be able to walk into the heavenly Jerusalem, to stand upon the heavenly Mount Zion, and worship God at his heavenly temple forevermore. If you look at quote number 4, from Romans 14, verse 8, for whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. Whether we're part of the 144,000, the bride of Christ, or whether we die in the Lord and are resurrected in the first resurrection when Christ comes and we're guests at the wedding, let us rejoice because we are the Lord's. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 9 to 11. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. So let us rejoice that we are the Lord's. And if we continue to serve him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, there's nothing that the devil can do about it. Because Christ will protect us and never leave us. In Romans 8, 31 and 35 to 9. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who shall be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, tribulation, distress, persecution, etc., in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's, and nothing can separate us from God's love. That's cause for rejoicing, dear ones. That's cause to be willing to forsake anything and everything that we may win Christ Jesus. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God while we remain united with Christ Jesus. Let the devil do what he may. He can't separate us from salvation in Christ. What a privilege it is to be united with such a God. In closing, dear ones, I pray that these following verses will be your experience and the message that you give loudly to all the world. In quote number 5 from Hebrews 12, verses 22 to 24. Ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant. Do you want to be part of Zion? If you do, this is all the blessings that you receive. Being able to be in the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem, joining an innumerable company of angels in praising God and the Lamb. Becoming part of the church of the firstborn, having your name written in the books of life. Coming to God your Father, along with all the rest of the redeemed, made perfect in Christ Jesus, and to Jesus Christ himself. That's the blessings of being willing to separate from anything and everything in order to join Christ Jesus. And what message are you going to give? Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life, or Jesus Christ, freely. Let him go up to the God of Israel and become part of Zion. And this is my prayer.
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nothing present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen, dear sister, and thank you so much. That was very appropriate. And what a precious promise it is. Our closing song is Have Thine Own Way, Lord. And may this be our goal. Have Thine Own Way, Lord, have Thine Own Way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now as in thy presence humbly I bow. Amen.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, oh power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Filled with thy spirit, till all shall see, Christ only always living in me.
Amen. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for developing the plan of our salvation. Thank you, dear Savior, for carrying it out in our behalf and showing us the way to everlasting life. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for making this plan effectual in our lives and allowing us to live the life of Christ, to give up our own way and will in order that Christ only, always, may live within us. Help us each step of the way to become part of Zion by separating from everything that the devil controls, from the world, from the corrupt apostate churches, and from bondage to sin, that we might indeed live the life of Christ only and always, and indeed become part of his Zion, and if it is your will, part of his bride. But at least we are the Lord's. And whether we're guests at the wedding or the bride at the wedding, we have Jesus as our Savior forevermore. Thank you for making this possible. Thank you for thy great infinite love and merciful kindness to each one of us. And we love you too, dear Father and Savior and Spirit, for all that you're doing for us and will continue to do until we're with you forevermore. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Amen. Come join with me, dear ones, as we march to Zion and become connected with our Lord forevermore. Are there any thoughts, any questions, any comments, anything that you'd like to share, dear ones? Songs, testimonies? Please feel free. Amen. Isaiah 41:10. That's a beautiful verse and also a scripture song. Would you like to sing it, dear sister?
Sure, Elder Rob. And can you sing your version right after? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yeah, I will help thee, yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hands of my righteousness. Isaiah.
Amen, and thank you, dear sister. And that was my version. So thank you so much for singing it for me. That's the only version I know of that beautiful hymn or scripture song. So thank you, dear sister.
Chapter somebody is going to sing for you one, three stanzas on Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Thus grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears revealed. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. The Lord has promised good to me, his word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Through many dangers, trials and snares, I have already come. This grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
Elder Rob and dear brethren, I just wanted to share a little story that I read from Conflicts and Courage. So I'm going to allow the person to sing, and I just wanted to share this reading.
Well, thank you, dear sister. And there was a request for Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, and then Sweet Beulah Land. And I don't know if we have Sweet Beulah Land in our list. I'll have to check. But the first is Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, lean on the everlasting ark.
Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen. Just beautiful, dear sis. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen. Beautiful. And thank you, dear ones. And for sweet Beulah Lan, I checked and I did not see it on our list. So I'm sorry, dear sister. Perhaps you and our dear brother Blue will be able to edify us with that song. I can remember parts of it in my mind, but I don't remember how it starts out. So, Lord willing, we'd love to hear it. Oh, that's all right, dear sister. I'm in the same boat as you are. So we would love to hear it in the future, though. So, Lord willing, it'd be nice to hear it. Dear Sister Rose, you wanted to read a passage from Conflict and Courage, I believe. Please go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. On the, I believe it was the 16th of November, Permacast, this beautiful reading, it just shows how much the love of God reaches the sinner, even in the dying hour. But I'm just looking to see in this passage how the love of God is so deep that he seeks the sinner even in the last moment of his life. This is about the thief that was nailed to the cross next to Jesus. So the scripture is Luke 23 verses 13 to 14. And it's when it said, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. This is the reading. To Jesus in his agony on the cross, there came one gleam of comfort. It was the prayer of the penitent thief. This man was not a hardened criminal. He had been led astray by evil associations. He had seen and heard Jesus and had been convicted by his teaching, but he had been turned away from him by the priests and the rulers. This is what brought me to remember the reading, because the study today was talking about when false teachers, especially like in the churches, I call them false teachers because they left so far away from Christ that they are teaching falsehood. And many souls have fallen into the falsehood and remaining inside of the churches and will not come out to Jesus, so they can find salvation. So this is what made me remember this reading. Continuing, seeking to stifle conviction, he had plunged deeper and deeper into sin until he was arrested, tried as a criminal, and condemned to die on the cross. In the judgment hall and on the way to Calvary, he had been in company with Jesus. He had heard Pilate declare, "I find no fault in him," according to John 19:4. He had mocked his godlike bearing and his pitying forgiveness of his tormentors. The conviction comes back to him that this is the Christ. Turning to his fellow criminal, he says, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" The dying thief has no longer anything to fear from man, but upon one of them press the conviction that there is a God to fear, a future to cause him to tremble. And now, all sin polluted as it is, his life history is about to close. When condemned for his crime, the thief had become hopeless and despairing. But strange, tender thoughts now spring up. He calls to mind all he has heard of Jesus. The Holy Spirit illuminates his mind, and little by little, the chain of evidence is joined together. In Jesus, bruised, mocked, and hanging upon the cross, he sees the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Hope is mingled with anguish in his voice as the helpless dying soul casts himself upon a dying Savior. "Lord, remember me," he cries, "when thou comest into thy kingdom." Quickly the answer came, soft and melodious, the tone full of love, compassion, and power, the words, "Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." To the penitent thief came the perfect peace of acceptance with God. What I found this to be so beautiful is that even though that he have heard so many things about the Lord and he saw all the evidence that is coming, even though he was fighting his conviction, the love of God reached even unto the very last moment of his life to be able to save him. And there is something else that I actually saw also. When I went to the actual chapter of this particular reading, there's a section in the Bible commentary that I want to share. It's very short, and bear with me, dear ones. In verses 40 to 43, it says, "Salvation in the last hour of life. Some among the redeemed will have laid hold of Christ in the last hour of life. And in heaven, instruction will be given to these who, when they die, did not understand perfectly the plan of salvation. Christ will lead the redeemed ones beside the river of life and will open to them that which, while on this earth, they could not understand." I just wanted to share that, dear ones.
Thank you, dear Sister Rose. What an awesome, loving, compassionate God we have the privilege and honor to serve. God is really a just and merciful judge, unwilling that any should perish. And even those who were unable to understand the plan of salvation, yet they accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, God will save. He will save them in their ignorance because they didn't know any better. And then he'll take the time to explain and open their understanding to the plan of salvation while they're with the Savior listening to his words and at that time understanding everything that they couldn't understand here. What a merciful, wonderful, loving Savior. Praise his holy name.
I just have one more hymn that I would like to share. "Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe.
Now wash
me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, let nothing unholy remain. Apply thy own blood and extract every stain. To get this blessed cleansing, I all things forego. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, look down from thy throne in the sky and help me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up myself from whatever I know. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, for this I most humbly entreat. Away, blessed Lord, at thy crucified feet. By faith for my cleansing, I see the blood flow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, thou seest I am patiently wait. Come now and within me a new heart create. To those who have sought thee, thou never say no. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow.
So I have the words to Beulaland, and I think Sister Yee and Blue have those words also. Let's go ahead and sing the first verse, and dear ones, will you finish up with it? There is a land of corn and wine, and all its joys will soon be mine. There shines an undimmed blissful day, for earth's dark night has passed away. Oh, Beulaland, sweet Beulaland, upon thy heights I long to stand, and view the radiant jasper sea, and mansions fair prepared for me. And on that eternal shore, my heaven, my home, forevermore.
My Savior then will walk with me. Oh, sweet communion that will be. He'll gently lead me by the hand in that celestial happy land. Oh, Beulaland, sweet Beulaland, upon thy heights I long to stand and view the radiant jasper sea and mansions fair prepared for me and find on that eternal shore my heaven, my home, forevermore. A sweet perfume upon the breeze will come from ever vernal trees, and flowers never fading grow where streams of life forever flow. Oh, Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, upon thy heights I long to stand and view the radiant Jasper Sea and mansions fair prepared for me, and find on that eternal shore my heaven, my home forevermore. The zephyrs then will laden be with sounds of sweetest melody, as angels with their ransom throng join in the sweet redemption song. Oh, Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, upon thy heights I long to stand and view the radiant Jasper Sea and mansions fair prepared for me, and find on that eternal shore my heaven, my home forevermore.
Amen, and thank you so much. Now it all comes back to me since you sang it. Thank you so much. That was a beautiful song.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and dread. Burden I lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burden I lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens I lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens I lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, this Savior can see. Heavy heartache and tear. Burden I lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens I lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
Amen. It was beautiful. Another hymn comes to mind. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Your song grabbed me, Elder Robert. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame.
I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sacred sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
He's fairer than the lilies of the rarest bloom. He's sweeter than the honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Amen indeed. Dear ones, is there anything else that you'd like to share? Please go right ahead.
God took 6 days and created earth and moon, the stars and sun. On the 7th day, he rested from the work that he had done. Then he blessed it, made it holy, as a gift for every man, to remind us where we came from and just how the world began. Holy day, purify, set apart, sanctify, enter into joy divine in a temple made of time. See him worship on the Sabbath as his weekly custom was. Feel the fury of the rabbis, for he would not heed their laws. So they killed him on a hillside as the sun began to fade. But he even kept the Sabbath as they laid him in the grave. Holy day, purify, set apart, sanctify, enter in to joy divine in a temple made of time. All forsaken and forgotten, desecrated and profane, but the sacred 4th commandment is still valid and unchanged. Hear the Father gently calling, if you love me, keep each one. Not for merit or salvation, but because you love my son. Holy day, purify. sanctified. Enter into joy divine in a temple made of time. Holy day, purified, set apart, sanctified. Enter into joy divine in a temple made of time.
Amen, and thank you, dear sister. And this comment in the room says, how about Martin Luther's song? Because this is his 500th year for nailing the thesis at Wittenberg on the door there of the church. And amen, amen. It was October 31. So instead of individuals celebrating Halloween, then we should be celebrating the truths coming out there in the 95 thesis nailed to the door. Justification by faith in Christ. So amen. Very fitting for the song, A Mighty Fortress. A mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal.
Did we in our strength confide, our striving would be losing, were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Thus as true that may be, Christ Jesus it is he, Lord's above his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle.
And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him.
That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The spirit and the gifts are ours, through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still.
His kingdom is forever.
Amen. And this hymn, some 500 years later, is still valid today. And praise Christ for making it all possible. God's truth indeed abideth still, and if we're connected with the truth in our heart, then we will be part of his kingdom. So, amen indeed. Dear ones, is there anything else that you'd like to share before we close today's service? Please go right ahead. It's been a wonderful Sabbath fellowship, dear ones. Praise the Godhead for making it possible, as well as each one of you for your participation in fellowship. I pray that God will continue to work in your life to bring you ever closer to him, and that much farther advanced on the straight and narrow path by the time we fellowship again, and be that much farther along in Christian grace and walk with the Lord. Indeed, looking forward to fellowshipping with you again soon. And until then, keep looking up. And I'd like to leave you with this scripture song. Let him take hold of my strength that he may make peace with me. Peace with me, peace with me. Let him take hold of my strength that he may make peace with me. And he shall make peace with me. Isaiah 27:5. Take hold of the Savior, the Prince of Peace, and in his strength, you will indeed make peace with God. So may God bless, dear ones. And thank you so much for being my brothers and sisters in the faith. Okay, one more hymn. We promise is given to all who believe. Behold, I come quickly, mine own to receive. Hold fast till I come. The danger is great. Sleep not as do others. Be watchful and wait. Hold fast till I come, sweet promise of heaven. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come, enter my joy, sit down on the throne. Bright crowns are in waiting, hold fast till I come.
We'll watch on to prayer, with lamps burning bright. He comes to all others, a thief in the night. We know he is near, but know not the day. As spring shows that summer is not far away. Hold fast till I come, sweet promise of heaven. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on the throne. Bright crowns are in waiting, hold fast till I come.
Amen. Yes, this is a home to build on his word, the glorious appearing of Jesus our Lord. All promises, all is done as the sun. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast till I come. Hold fast till I come. Sweet promise of heaven, the kingdom restore, to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on the throne, bright crowns are in waiting. Hold fast till I come.